الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We abundantly praise, we completely submit and surrender, and we glorify our Lord, the One, the Only, the Eternal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Him for blessing us with this blessed and noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and blessings upon the noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble and purified family members, and upon the illustrious companions, and upon all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, mothers, sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us all on this day of Jumu'ah, and may our attendance become a means for our forgiveness, purification, guidance, salvation and pardon in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, it's lovely to be back in our very own town, Ashton under Lyne Sharif, and amongst you all noble individuals. And it made me realize the beauty of community, the beauty of knowing faces and knowing relationships and names and having good relationships with one another. I was in Pakistan for the last few weeks, and there I saw many of my extended family members from my paternal family and also from my maternal family. And I saw something which was quite interesting, and this is why I thought I should discuss this on the day of Jumu'ah, that relationships and the nature of relationships of those who are near to us and those who are far away from us, and also our other relationships that we are surrounded by. Just the way today we listened to the beautiful, the melodious recitation of Qari Sahib, which gave us that peace and tranquility in our heart because we heard the words of Rahman, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gave us that sukoon, that itminan, that peace. Similarly, when you meet your relatives, when you meet your close blood relatives and those who are close and near to you, that also gives you a sense of peace and tranquility when you hug them, when you embrace them, when you converse with them as well. At the same time, our relationships can also be quite challenging. So today, insha'Allahul Aziz, we will talk about the importance of relationships in Islam, and then also talk about one of the most important relationships that we all need to have is our relationship, and the quality of our relationship, and the kayfiyah of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So human beings, by their very nature, we are all quite diverse. We have different opinions, we have different colors, we have different education, backgrounds, different social economic situations and circumstances. So we are all quite diverse, from the subcontinent to the Middle East to Europe and also throughout the world. So we are inherently quite diverse, and we also quite complicated in the way that we deal with one another. We can be very simple and straightforward in our communication, but also we can be very convoluted and very difficult. You only need to listen to academics and professors at universities and you think, whoa, what did he say? What he said in 30 lines, he could have said in one sentence. That's just their way of conversing. And similarly, what we often feel and what we say to our relatives can be very, very convoluted and very difficult to understand, or we can say it in very simple ways and make them understand our relationship. So human beings by their very nature are complicated, and therefore so are our relationships that we have. But we have four primary relationships in our life. And the first and the most important relationship that we have, that we often overlook, is a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, those people who are married, those people who have children, those people who have relationships with their colleagues or with their employees, they have to build their relationship. They have to build their rapport. And not only that, they have to maintain their relationships with their employees, with their friends, even with their children. Today you can say something nice to your child and they'll love you. And the same evening you can say something and they'll hate you and they'll say, I don't want to talk to you. And they'll slam the door upon you. Same with your wife or with your spouse, with your husband or with your parents. Relationships by their very nature, they fluctuate and they go up and down. So we know this with human nature. Why is it that we don't realize that this is also the same thing in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The more we pray, the more closer we are to Allah azza wa jal. The more happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon us. The more we distance ourselves from our deen, the more we sin, the more upset and angry Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And therefore we have to make up our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make Him content with us. We have to work hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given us all of these things. But inshallah, we'll discuss the relationship with Allah azza wa jal on another Jumu'ah. And similarly then, we have the next most important relationship in our lives is our relationship with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In terms of hierarchy, it is Allah azza wa jal, followed by the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then it is our immediate family, i.e. your parents, i.e. your siblings, and then your immediate and then your extended family members, your silatul rahim. And then we also have another relationship by extension, a relationship with our humanity, with our humans, with all of humans throughout the world, because they are all from Bani Adam. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us all. So we have these four primary relationships, and then we have furu'at. We have ancillaries and extensions of each and every one of these. But inshallah, today we will focus upon our immediate family relationships, because when I was in Pakistan, I saw a very diverse approach. Some were very happy to see me, some were very sad to see me, some were very angry to see me, some were embracing, some were ignoring. So I had so much different, obviously, experiences with all of these relationships. And I'm sure you also have similar relationships when you go back home, when you go with gifts and when you go without gifts. When you go with money or when you go without money, when you go with so many things, there are all of these variables that we need to consider. Nevertheless, relationships are very, very important. They're a core of Islam, and inshallah, I just want to reflect for myself and also share that reflection with you all. So our immediate families are our blood relationships, i.e. your mother, your father, and your siblings. These are called your silatul rahim, those from your paternal side, and those from your maternal side. And these relationships are just not ordinary relationships. They're not just random. They have been designed and chosen and put together by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidul Rahim comes from the womb. And Ar-Rahman also comes from the same source as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has created and bonded us in our relationships with our mother and also with our father, and by extension with our paternal and maternal side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that we should all be aware and conscious that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us all, males and females. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular verse mentions, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. To fear, to be conscious, to be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then don't just think that these relationships are disposable. Because this is what happens in relationships often, that because we say, oh, what can that person benefit me? That person, you know, is no use to me. I don't have any use for them. They never contact me. I never contact them. They're never there for me, etc. And then we think we can just dispose of relationships and not maintain relationships. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, fear me. your Lord, who is the one who created you, is the one who created all of these relationships that are connected to you, and through whom you ask one another, that don't just ignore one another, don't just overlook one another, remain connected with one another. تساءلون به والأرحام, because you are all connected through the wombs. You are all connected by the connections of Ar-Rahman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within you. So relationships, whether we like them, whether we dislike them, they are part and parcel of our identity. They connect us to our paternal side. They connect us to our maternal side. They make us who we are. And they can strengthen us, these relationships. Or they can weaken us as well, potentially. When you have your brothers and your siblings on your side, you feel the strongest person in the world. When your parents are alive, you don't need to worry about anything because you know your parents are there. You know they will guide you. You know they will help you. When they are no longer there, it gives you this inherent weakness and this void within your life. Or when your siblings are against you, then it makes you so much more weaker within who you are and also your confidence as well. So relationships, as I mentioned, are a very important part of understanding who we are. So maintaining family relationships is a directive given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a directive and command given to us by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is the first thing for me and for all of us to understand, that maintaining family relationships is not a choice. And this is something that we often do, like, I'll choose to call this person, I'll choose to meet this person, I'll choose to go to such a person's house or accept their invitation. We always think that we have a choice, but the reality is that there's not a choice, it's actually an obligation, whether it's a maternal obligation or a paternal obligation. It is an obligation for us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to maintain our ties to the best of our physical, our emotional, our mental capability. This is an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You only need to reflect upon the seerah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in Madinah al-Munawwarah, and wherever he went. Those people, his own family members were against him. His own friends were against him. His community were against him. Some were family members, some were not family members, but in spite of that, you didn't see him saying, oh, you are against me in Makkah, and therefore now I will cut off all ties with you because I am stronger. Well, he didn't say any of these things. He maintained ties with his family who were with him, and maintained ties with his family who were against him. He maintained it. Why? Because it was not a choice. It was an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So cutting off blood relationships in Islam is prohibited, is haram. It's not something that we can just do and say, oh, just because my parents said don't talk to that person, that means you don't talk to that person. No. Whatever differences that your parents may have with that individual, that is between them and that individual. You have another relationship that you have to maintain. So whilst some family members may not be talking to one another, you have a different relationship. You should still talk to them because they haven't wronged you directly. It may be indirectly through your mother, through your father, but no, they haven't wronged you directly, and therefore you need to maintain those relationships to the best of your ability. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, it is mentioned that the bond of family is suspended from the arsh, from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These bonds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that whoever upholds me, maintains these bonds and these relationships, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uphold that individual. So when you maintain rishteh, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maintaining you, sustaining you, protecting you, and upholding you. And whoever severs the relationships, severs the bond, severs the rahm, severs these connections that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also sever him. So our strength, our ability, our success is in our connection, in the maintenance of our relationships with one another, in spite of the differences that we may have. Look at how many political differences that we have. We will have some people here from PTI, we'll have some people from Noon League, we'll have some people from different political backgrounds. We'll have people from different cultural backgrounds as well. You may be related, but one of your cousins may have been brought up in Africa, another in Indonesia, and you here in the UK, you'll have cultural differences as well. That doesn't mean that you do not tolerate one another, that you do not honor and respect one another. We have to maintain the relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us. And then we need to strengthen our relationships within the home. Goodness begins with your kin. kindness begins with your kin, with your family. And just the way that they say that the charity begins where? It doesn't begin outside, charity begins at home. So there's no point in us as individuals, whoever we may be, to be nice to other people, to be nice to our acquaintances, to our colleagues, to our employees, to our managers, or to other people, whoever they are, even to our neighbors. We're nice to them externally, but when it comes to our own family members, our own blood relationships, then we have a frown upon our face, then we have anger on our face, and we exhibit this nastiness or this, you know, this nature towards them. This is not what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam ever did for his own or for those that were not his own. He always showed the best character he had to those people that were his own, and especially to other people, those that were not. So it's not just not sufficient for you to be nice, to have this facade of being nice to external people. You have to be nice and compassionate and kind to those people that are first and foremost worthy of your kindness. They have a greater right of your kindness, i.e. from your parents' side and also from your maternal and paternal side as well. This is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the khayrukum, that the best of you are the best of you are those who are the best to their family members. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, carried on in this particular hadith, he mentions that I am the best towards my family. So even the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in this particular hadith shows us a very beautiful distinction, that any person who ever met the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, they would never be able to complain about his character. They would always say that he honored me, that he sat with me, he looked me in eye to eye, and then we talked or we conversed or we had whatever dialogue or discussion. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam always showed the best to those people that were around him, whether they were family or whether they were foe. But then the Prophet ﷺ says, that is one thing that I show to all of you, whether it is Abu Bakr, whether it is Umar or Uthman or Ali or anybody else, this is the external kindness and the greatness that I show in my character. But there is a level even greater than this, and I reserve that character for my family members. So if you are nice to people externally, if you are nice to those people who have done ihsan upon you in your community, in your society, you should be even more nicer, at least 30 to 50% even more nicer to your family members, and they should be recipients of the greatness of your character, of the kindness of your character. Because this is what the Prophet ﷺ did, that he was great to all of the Sahaba ikram, but he was even greater towards his family members. But often we are the opposite in this particular regard. So we need to strengthen our relationships within our home and start from within our home and show our kindness and mercy and compassion and tolerance towards our family members. And remember that our relationships make us and build us to who we are. If we do not have relationships, imagine all of the families now that are broken down, that are fragmented in society. We don't know who the mother is, we don't know who the father is, the son or the daughters have left their home, or you are homeless, and so many other circumstances. Look at how the ramifications affect the society. You have a broken up society, and it affects the behavior of children in the community, and it affects so many other social, political and economical aspects as well within our society. So if we have strong relationships with our parents, strong relationships with our siblings, and then our extended family members, then we will have a strong ummah, we will have a strong community, we'll have a strong and healthy society. And this is one of the major objectives of Islam, to make sure we have a strong and healthy and a stable society wherever we go. Thus the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he entered into Madinatul Munawwara, he said, Ya ayyuha an-nas, afshu as-salam wa atimu at-ta'am wa silu al-arham. This is the first command that he gave to those people in Medina, that, O people, O mankind, O my community, O my followers, whoever you are, he was addressing, he said, spread salam, spread peace, i.e. communicate with one another. Make sure that you are a source of safety and security for those people that are around you. Feed the needy and remain connected with those people in your community, in your society. Especially remain connected to your blood ties as well. For the foundations of a successful society is greeting one another, which requires you to communicate, to tolerate, to accept the diversity of whoever it may be, whether they are Arabs, whether they are Africans, whether they are Pakistanis, whoever they may be, Muslims or non-Muslims, to greet and participate and be part of that society, working together as an ummah, working together as a community, and then to feed one another, to look out for one another to the best of your ability, and to maintain your ties with not just your neighbors, with not just your friends, more importantly, to maintain ties with your family members, with your maternal family members, and with your paternal family members as well. So these are very important reminders for ourselves that whenever we go, especially abroad, or we have relationships here to maintain in the UK, don't just think of it that what's the benefit for me? If they come, they don't come to my house, I don't go to their house, they said this, X, Y, and Z. No, relationships are far greater than all of us. You have to look at who created these relationships and who is commanding us to maintain these relationships, and realize that they are worthy of our best character and they are our strength. And when we build upon our relationships, then we will be building on our community and our society as well. And we naturally have family problems. This is just part of human nature. But having good relationship with your family isn't easy. This is true. There is always a lot of give and take in relationships. But at the same time, gaining Jannah, getting entrance into Jannah, being worthy of Jannah isn't easy either. You have to go through many trials, many tribulations within your life in order for you to be worthy of getting into Jannah. And just because somebody is your rishtadar, somebody is your relative, it doesn't mean they're always going to be nice to you. This is part and parcel of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created rishte, that some people will challenge you morally, some people will challenge you ethically or religiously or spiritually or financially based on their behavior and their ethics and their value. They will all challenge you in some way. Some will encourage you, some will support you, and some will debase you, bring you down. But this is all part and parcel of honing you and your character and making you realize, look at all of these colorful people, look at who they are, and then for you to make the best version of who you can be based on what is around you, and follow the best example, which is the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And so without a doubt, you will be embarrassed by your relatives, by your family members. You will face difficulties with your rishte. You will have to bite your tongue, and being British, you should have a stiff upper lip by now as well. You will have to hold your tongue and not answer back to your elders. It's not always a smooth ride, it's not always easy, but we need to try to maintain our rishte, try to maintain them rather than just break them and say, okay, look, I've got nothing to do with this, he said this to me and that's it. And you've seen this in your own family that, oh, such and such person said this or they did this, so we haven't been talking to them for 10 years. We haven't been talking to them for 20 years. Or your parents say, even if I die, don't you dare go to that person's funeral. What is this? This is ludicrous. This is not Islamic. This is not even good human values, let alone Islamic. Islam is all about maintaining ties, forgiving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maintaining those rishte, those delicate rishte, which will then bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sahabi, he mentioned to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and said, Ya Rasulullah, that I maintain ties with my family members to the best of my ability. What do? They try to sever it as much as possible. I treat them well, but then they always treat me ill. I am sweet to them, but they are always harsh towards me. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala could have said, oh well, you've tried your best, tika, just leave them, let them be. You go your way, let them go their way. No, he didn't say that. He said, you carry on with your character. You carry on with you maintaining your ties of kingship and your relationship. And every time you do that, an angel will descend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that angel will be your guardian. It will support you. You carry on being righteous and maintaining your ties, even though they don't do it, but you do that. What is our reaction? Somebody doesn't do something for you, say, that's it. I'm going to delete their number. I'm going to block their number. I'm never going to go down their street. I'm never going to attend their janazah or their khushi or ghami. No. Khushi or ghami, you have to be part and parcel of every single individual, especially if they are your family members. So you will have these challenging times within your life. You'll have troublesome family members as well that you can't see eye to eye with, that they are very, very intrusive, they are very nosy, they're looking for gossip, they're always trying to interfere. And you might argue, you might think that, oh, if I just stay away from these people, then it's better for me and my sanity and my peace of mind. And if you just sever your ties with them, you actually end up severing ties with your extended family, because then they're not just there, they're also connected to other people. And the people will say, well, you connect disconnected ties with them, therefore I'll also stop talking to you as well. So we have to be the bigger person. We have to overlook these trivial things and still maintain ties to the best of our abilities and not allow our emotions, because often it is our emotions that prevent us from actually doing the right thing and from being just in our relationships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. That do not let the hatred of your own family, of your friends, of your ishtidar, of your paternal and maternal side, prevent you from doing justice. Be just in your emotions, be just in your dealings, be just in your interactions, whatever differences there may be. Try to find compromise, try to learn to live with one another, be tolerant and respectful, and overlook each other's khamiya and shortcomings and failings, because this is closer to taqwa. Wa ahsinu inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Remember the do good, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who do good. Fortunately, we don't have time to finish off the remaining part, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that when you maintain ties, continue to maintain ties throughout your lifetime, what's in it for you? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned from hadith that he who desires ample provisions and for his life to be prolonged should maintain good ties with his blood relationship. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in your health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in your wealth, in your rizq, and in your barakah, in your khair, in your life, by you maintaining ties, irrespective of whether it is reciprocated or not. We need to do that. So this is something that I learned, where I saw visibly in my khandan. I'm sure we also have similar experiences. We have to continue, as they say, keep calm and carry on. We need to keep calm with our relationships and maintain them to the best of our ability. Inshallah, Al-Aziz will continue with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.